Let's say silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 24. Hymn 24. In the name of Jesus, we give thanks to our Lord. We will continue to share from Psalms number 119. We continue to share from Psalms number 119. Let us refer to the next stanza, next section. Let us see Psalms number 119 verses 97 to 104. Verses 97 to 104. Here we can see this Jewish Hebrew alphabet, Mem. Let us read through this stanza, this part. Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. So here, we can see this part, this stanza, this section. From verses 97 to 104, we will like to see that's to say, God's word is sweet. God's word is sweet. Let's see verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste or palate? Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. So here, it describes to us, God's word is sweet. It's so good. It is so good. Therefore then, since God's word is so good, so sweet, so the psalmist would meditate on the words of God. He will meditate on the words of God. Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day. So here we can see how he loved God's word, and it was his meditation all day. So we can understand that God's word is sweet, is so good. Therefore, the psalmist meditate on God's word every day. And then, what does God's word that is sweet produces? Since he also meditate on it. So we can see God's word produces the highest wisdom. The highest wisdom. Let us see verse 98. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies. They are ever mine. So God's commandment is always with him, for they are ever mine. And then he will meditate always on God's word. And then what does it produce? Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies. So the enemies are those who disregard God's word. The arrogant ones who place confidence in worldly wisdom. So here we can see the psalmist. He meditated on God's word, and God's word produces wisdom, the highest wisdom. Therefore, he say, he will be wiser than the enemies, those who disregard God's word, the arrogant one who place confidence in worldly wisdom. And then verse 99, I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. So here we can see, it gives him the highest wisdom. Why? It's because your testimony are my meditation. He meditated God's word. So he say, I have more insight than all my teachers. All these merely human teachers. Human teachers of the world. And then let's see verse 100. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. So we can see, he observed God's precept. Meditate and to observe. So he obtained the highest wisdom. So he say, I understand more than the aged. The aged here, of course, are those who are senior, old people. They are taught by experience. It's not to say experience not important. It is important. But then here, because the psalmist, he meditated, he observed more of God's word. Therefore then, he obtained this highest wisdom. Therefore then, here he say, I understand more than the aged through God's word. So here, we can see how the author, he meditated on God's word and it produces the highest wisdom. Why was he different from the enemies, the teachers, the aged? It's because his focus is upon God's word, to fear, to revel, to meditate. And then he was personally taught by God, who is the great teacher. He was taught by God. Let's see verse 102, the lower part. Verse 102, your lower part. For you yourself have taught me. You yourself have taught me. So he was personally taught by God. God's word that is sweet. So he meditated on God's word. It produced in him the highest wisdom. He was taught by God. And then wisdom will allow a person to depart from evil. To depart from the evil way. Let's see verse 102, the upper part. I've not turned aside from your ordinances. So he never turned aside. He tread upon the right path. The right, the good, the truthful, faithful path. I've not turned aside from your ordinances. And then verse 101. I've restrained my feet from every evil that I may keep your word. So he restrained his feet from every evil. This is wisdom. And then let's see verse 104. For your precept, from your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. So from the God's word, he received understanding, wisdom. Therefore, he hated every false way. He would want to tread upon the way of truth. So here we can see wisdom is to depart from the evil way. So in this section, we can see God's word is sweet. So today, God's word is sweet, is good. So we should meditate on God's word. And then God's word can produce the highest wisdom in us. Let's continue to see the next section. Verses 105 to 112. Verses 105 to 112, we can see the Hebrew alphabet nun. Let's read. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I've sworn and I will confirm it that I will keep your righteous ordinances. I'm exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Oh, accept the freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not gone astray from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. So this is this stanza, this section, verses 105 to 112. Here we can see God's word is a light. God's word is light. Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we can see God's word is light. It is a lamp to the psalmist's feet, a light to his path. So here, the psalmist recognized that God's word was light to direct him. God's word was light to direct him. Therefore, the psalmist vowed to follow it. Verse 106. 106. I have sworn and I will confirm it, that I will keep your righteous ordinances. So here, he recognized that God's word was his light to direct him. So the psalmist vowed to follow it because it will continue to direct him in the right path, in the light. And then we can see in his distress, he called for help. He called to the Lord. He prayed to the Lord. In his distress, he called for help. So this is likened to light in the midst of darkness. At times, darkness may want to befall upon him, but then there was this light. So in distress, he called for help. Let's see 110. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not gone astray from your precepts. So he continued to walk in the light, to continue to walk in the light, even though the wicked have laid a snare for him. They want to cause him to fall. But then we can see he continue in the light, to continue in the path of the light. So the wicked have laid a snare for him. And then let's see 109. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. What is this? My life is continually in my hand. So it expresses that is to say continuous danger. So, therefore, the psalmist was always in constant danger. So, he said, my life, my soul is in danger continuously. Yet, I do not forget your law. Continue to turn to the light. And then, verse 107. I'm exceedingly afflicted. So he was afflicted. But then, revive me, O Lord, according to your word. God's word is light. It can revive. It can illuminate, especially in times of affliction, in darkness. I'm exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Let's see, verse 108. Oh, accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. So request the Lord to continue to teach him the ordinances, to continue to track on the right path, that God's word continually be a lamp to his feet, a light to his path. And then he will offer the freewill offering of his mouth, praises and thanksgiving to the Lord. Oh, accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord. He will praise and thank God. And then we can see he also affirmed that he would joyfully follow God's word. Let's see, verse 111 and 112. I've inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I've inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. So we understand this psalmist, he is a Levite. So his inheritance is in the Lord. So most important, what he inherited is God's word. God's word that is light. I've inherited your testimony. What more? The testimony reflect picture to us God's character. I've inherited your testimonies forever. So this was his treasure in his inheritance. For they are the joy of my heart. So he affirmed that he would joyfully follow God's word. That was his inheritance. They are the joy of his heart. Therefore, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes. He has inclined his heart to perform God's word forever, even to the end. So we can see that resolution, so beautiful. So today, in this section, verses 105 to 112, God's word is a light. It is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. It will direct us in our life. And then in times of affliction, distress, the light in the midst of darkness. And then God's word is our treasure, our inheritance. Therefore, we must incline our heart to learn, to hear, to perform God's word forever and ever. Let's see the next part, the next section. Verses 113 to 120. Verses 113 to 120, we can see the Hebrew alphabet, Samek. Let's read. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I wait for your word. Depart from me, evildoers, that I may observe the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your word, that I may live. And do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me, that I may be safe, that I may have regard for your statutes continually. You have rejected all those who wander from your statutes, for their deceitfulness is useless. You have removed all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgment. So, in this part, in this stanza, in this section, verses 113 to 120, we can see God's word is awe-inspiring. God's word is awe-inspiring. What is awe? Awe is a feeling of reverential respect and mixed with fear and wonder. It is a feeling of reverential respect reverential respect mixed with fear and wonder. So here we can see God's word is awe-inspiring. And this has got to do with God and his judgment. God and his judgment. Here we see the psalmist stated that he hated double-mindedness and that he loved and hoped in God's word. Let's see, 113. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. So the psalmist stated that he hated double-mindedness and that he loved and hoped in God's word. This double-mindedness can refer to those who rejected God's word, who despised God's word, who tracked upon the way away from God's word and truth, those who are wicked, those who are arrogant, etc., as what we can see from this book of 119. So here he say, oh, I hated those who are double-minded, and he loved and hoped in God's word. Why? This is because God's word was his refuge and shield. Let's see, 114. You are my hiding place and my shield. So the Lord was his refuge and his shield. So he wait upon God's word, God's promise. This is because God's word is his refuge and shield. So he loved and hope in God's word. And then we can see the white writer addressed the wicked, demanding that they leave him. Verse 115. Depart from me, evildoers, that I may observe the commandment of my God. So depart from me, evildoers. So the writer addressed the wicked, demanding that they leave him and ask God to sustain, to deliver him. 116, 117. Sustain me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me, that I may be safe, that I may have regard for your statutes continually. So we can see the psalmist here, he asked God to sustain and deliver him, sustain me and save me. And then let's see, the psalmist trembled in awe of God's judgment. Verse 120, my flesh trembled for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgment. So even for this psalmist, he fear, he revered God. So he was awe towards God's judgment. He trembled in awe towards God's judgment, knowing God is a righteous, even though he's love, he's righteous and just God. He fear, he trembled in fear of the Lord and his judgment. What more for the enemies? We can see God's judgment upon the wicked, verse 118 and then 119. You have rejected all those who wander from your statutes, for their deceitfulness is useless. You have removed all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. So we can see the psalmist trembled in awe of God's judgment. Yeah, what more? God judge against the wicked. So in this section, we can see God's word is awe-inspiring. Therefore, today we must fear God, revere, respect, mixed with fear and wonder, to determine or resolute to do God's word, because God is a fearful God, he will also judge the wicked. We give thanks to our Lord. Now we will pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
How to get the cut. Hadi gidi 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 gid
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family altar we end here tonight. Peace be to all. Amen.